Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Brian Pierce. Father Brian is a missionary, itinerant preacher, and lecturer based in Irving, Texas. The title of his preaching today is Learning to Trust in God.
A reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "No one can serve two masters. He will either hate one and love the other, or be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds in the sky. They do not sow or reap. They gather nothing into barns. Yet their heavenly Father feeds them. Are not you more important than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single moment to your lifespan? Why are you anxious about clothes? Learn from the way the wildflowers grow. They do not work or spin, but I tell you that not even Solomon, in all his splendor, was clothed like one of them. If God so clothes the grass of the field, which grows today and is thrown into the oven tomorrow, will he not much more provide for you, O you of little faith? So do not worry and say, 'What are we to eat, or what are we to drink, or what are we to wear?' All these things the pagans seek. Your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given you besides. Do not worry about tomorrow. Tomorrow will take care of itself. Sufficient for a day is its own evil." The Gospel of the Lord. What would our lives be like if we could really turn off, or at least turn down, the worry button and really place our trust in God? "Don't worry about your life," says Jesus. "I tell you, do not worry about your life. The birds don't seem too concerned about every single detail. In fact, at this time of the year, they have more important duties to do, like having babies and trying to keep them fed with juicy bugs and worms and all kinds of tasty creatures. For us folks in the Northern Hemisphere, June is the time for all the animals and insects to fill up their bellies with abundance. We hear them buzzing and singing, chirping and performing like nobody's business. It's a real jamboree. That's why Jesus keeps inviting us to chill out a bit and trust in our provident God. Do not worry about your life, he says. Just live it. Live it fully with gratitude. If God can turn our world into a rainbow of colors and aromas, then why do we let worry get in the way? It's time to go hiking in the mountains or swimming in the pool. Our world has gone through some rough times lately. Could it be that God is really calling us to something new? Our loving God knows what we need. It's a God who walks with us each day. A God who cares for us. The God who says, yes, let us walk together and seek God's kingdom. And we'll let the rest be a surprise.